So far, we've talked about what's going on outside a black hole, but what about trying to glimpse what's happening on the inside? The event horizon at the mouth of a black hole is the point of no return. Once something crosses this threshold, there is no going back. The same is true for light, so it's proved difficult for astronomers to physically see what's going on beyond this point. But there might be a way to do it by looking at the shadow cast by the event horizon. Speaking with Georgia Mills, Shep Dolman is an astronomer at the MIT Haystack Observatory and Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, and he's part of an initiative called the Event Horizon Telescope Project.
There's a part of the universe that is forever separate from our experience, and that's inside the event horizon. And the size and the shape of that event horizon is predicted by Einstein's equations, which have withstood all the tests that we've subjected them to in the solar system, in the larger universe. And now we'd like to go to the one place where they might break down, at the event horizon itself.
Past the event horizon, by its very nature, you can't really see into it. How would you be able to study something like that?
Well, in a paradox of their own immense gravity, black holes, which by definition are dark, are some of the brightest objects in the universe. And you can think of it this way. The black hole is, you know, insanely powerful, and it's trying to attract all of this gas, dust, and ionized plasma into a very small volume. And you get a cosmic traffic jam. Everything is rubbing up against each other. And just as your hands get warm when you rub them together, all this gas and dust heats up to billions of degrees. So it's a little bit like trying to suck an elephant through a straw. It's very hard to do. And when you ultimately do it, it's a big mess. So the black hole and the event horizon are illuminated by this three-dimensional flashlight that lights up the space-time. And one of the characteristics of the event horizon is that the light gets bent by the gravity, and so you wind up with a shadow feature. The way you can think about the shadow is that the light that is moving away from you, from the backside of the black hole, gets bent around in these curved trajectories back towards you, so it illuminates a ring of light around the event horizon. And it's the size and shape of that ring that we're after with the Event Horizon Telescope project.
So how are you planning to find this shadow?
Black holes are the smallest objects that we know of. And to see something that small, you've got to make an entirely new kind of telescope. So we need something, to put it in perspective, that has a magnifying power that's at least 2,000 times better than the Hubble Space Telescope. The best candidate for us to observe one of these black hole shadows is in the center of our own Milky Way galaxy. And radio waves are the perfect medium for that. They can pierce the gas and the dust and the ionized plasma that lies between us and the center of our galaxy. So we need to make a telescope that has 2,000 times the magnifying power of the Hubble that sees radio waves.
So the problem here is that you need a radio telescope that's 2,000 times stronger, and that would, to me, seem like it would need to be bigger. How are you going to go about this?
The magic of the Event Horizon Telescope is that we don't make one single telescope, but we use radio dishes that are spread around the globe, and we link them together using GPS to synchronize them perfectly, and then we install atomic clocks at each of the sites, and all of the telescopes swivel to look at the black hole at the center of our galaxy at the same exact moment. And when that happens, you get an Earth-sized virtual telescope. And the radio waves are recorded perfectly at each of the sites. Then hard disks are shipped back on a 747 or the airliner of your choice to a central facility. And when you do that, you wind up getting a data set that's equivalent to having a telescope the size of the Earth. And I would hasten to add that when you're making an Earth-sized telescope, you need an Earth-sized group. I'm just pleased as punch to work with some of the most talented astronomers on the face of the Earth, from Taiwan, Japan, Chile, the United States, Europe. It's a really big enterprise.
This kind of massive collaboration thing, that it seems to me what science is all about. How did you get all these different telescopes on board with you?
Part of the secret sauce of the Event Horizon Telescope is that we're not building any new telescopes. We're developing all the instrumentation that allows us to turn telescopes that already exist into this global linked array. So what we have done is we've gone to the directors and boards of telescopes around the world. We've explained this project to them. And the science payoff is so interesting and exciting to the community that they've allowed us to come in with specialized equipment, install it at the telescopes, and make these observations. And we've had some very interesting results so far. We wouldn't really be having this conversation if we hadn't already seen very small shadow size features towards the black hole, the center of the galaxy. And now we want to take those size measurements one step further and see if we can make an actual image.
And then at some point in the near future, well, when is this going to happen? When are we going to get the telescopes to join up and assemble and all point at the same direction at once?
Well, we're on, as they say, an aggressive timeline. We have already made these precursor observations, which show us that we're on the right track. And we are, over the next year, finishing the build-out across the entire global array. The first possibility for us really to make an image would be in the spring of 2017. That's when one of the largest telescopes, the ALMA array in Chile, will join the Event Horizon Telescope. And that will increase our sensitivity by a factor of 10 and also increase our resolution by about a factor of 2. And that will be the first time when we would have a shot at making a credible image. Knowing that all of those 4 million suns are within that ring would be the strongest evidence that we have, at least as humans, other aliens might have better evidence, that black holes actually exist.
What an exciting project. That was Shep Dolman from the Event Horizon Telescope, and he was speaking with Naked scientist Georgia Mills.
So we've looked at the bright lights we can see from black holes and how you might even be able to photograph one. But in general,